A good Chodesh, everybody. Today, Reish Chodesh, we begin a new series of Gula and Moshiach. And today we are going to embark on a wonderful journey into the world of Moshiach on a very, very practical level. While in many of the past series we spoke about esoteric topics, the world the way it's going to be from a ruchniistic way, different levels in Moshiach. In this series, we are going to attempt to discuss every day a practical inyan that's going to take place when Moshiach comes. Throughout the year, many bochrim had written to me because I asked on the test, you know, what would you like a series to be on? And many bochrim have written, they want to know practically what's going to happen, what's the order of events. So while in this series I will not attempt to go in order of exactly the way things are going to be, I'm going to, Mirza Hashem, be out giving out facts, different things from the Rebbe, some of them smaller details, some bigger details, and from other Mefarshim, which will lay out certain things that will take place when Moshiach comes. And we are going to be starting off the series with the greeting that we are all going to greet Moshiach with. We all know that when two Yidden meet each other, they one says Shalom Aleichem, and the other one says Aleichem Shalom. So it's interesting that in Lekut Siches Chelek Chof Hei, which is on the Sicha is a Yud Kislev Sicha, page 165. The Rebbe asks two questions. And that is that when two people are meeting, they should say Shalom Aleich or Shalom Alecha, Loshin Yochid, peace unto you. Why are we saying Shalom Aleichem? We're only talking to one person. And the question is reversed as well. When the person responds, why can't the person respond Shalom Aleichem? No, a Jew has to do everything backwards. He responds Aleichem Shalom. What's going on over here? And the Rebbe explains that when two Yidden meet, there becomes a metzias of a rabbim. It becomes a metzias that there could be two opposing opinions. And the first thing that we're asking, because the kli, the vessel for all brachis, is shalom, is peace. It's brachis beruchnias, brachis begashmias, enkli machzik brocha ela hashalom. Which the concept of shalom is so much more stressed on Reish Chodesh Sivan. That is the day that Vayichan Shom Yisrael neged ahar ki ish echad belev echad, like one person with one heart. That's the way Yidden were able to accept the Torah, because they had a tremendous sense of Achdus Yisrael. So the first thing we want to do is make sure that the Shalom goes into the Aleichem, even though there are seemingly two people, let's say for example me and you. So there could be two opposing ideals and opinion. So we bring Shalom to the Aleichem, and the response is Aleichem Shalom, because we're not just agreeing to the first person. Wholeheartedly we're agreeing, and the way we express that is by making the Aleichem into Shalom, into a higher level. So that's why when two Yidden meet each other, they say Shalom Aleichem, and the other one responds, Aleichem Shalom. But when it comes to meeting Moshiach, it's interesting that the Rebbe speaks about this at the end of the Sicha of Bamidbar Tov Shinun Aleph, which that's the last Sicha Le'es Ata of Bamidbar that we were zeiche to hear from the Rebbe. The Rebbe throws in a few lines, and most people just read it through, but it's really fascinating how the Rebbe explains it. And the Rebbe says that we're soon going to have the Gula Amitis Vashlema through Mashiach Tzidkenu, and we're going to meet David Malka Mashicha, V'chol Echad Mi'itanu, and every single Yid, Oymer L'Mashiach Tzidkenu, Shalim Aleichem, And every yid's going to tell Mashiach, Shalim Aleichem. And in this sicha, the Rebbe explains, who is the Aleichem? I'm assuming when we're meeting Mashiach, at this point, there's already peace. So why do we have to add in the Aleichem? So the Rebbe says, in this case, when you're meeting Mashiach, the Aleichem is including Kol HaNeshameis D'chol B'nei Yisrael Shebedor HaGa'ula. Being that we are going to be including all these new Neshameis, which are going to be revealed in the generation of the Ge'ula, so when we're saying Shalom Aleichem to Mashiach, included in that are the Neshameis, the Neshameis Chadoshes, the new souls, which are going to come down with Melech HaMashiach. And Mashiach is going to respond to each and every one of us individually, Aleichem Shalom. Seemingly, if he's talking to Klal Yisrael as a whole, so then we understand why he is saying Shalom Aleichem in a plural, Lashon Rabim term, because he's talking to Klal Yisrael, so therefore he responds, Aleichem Shalom. But if we're talking about an individual, why is Mashiach saying Aleichem, plural, to each individual person? And the Rebbe says a very beautiful vart over here. Aleichem, Loshin Rabim, the reason why Mashiach will use Aleichem, Loshin Rabim, Koilel Maiseinu Avdiseinu the Kol Yehudi. Because in each Yid, there's many parts, and that those parts are the avoida that he did to bring Mashiach. All the mitzvahs we did. In other words, when Mashiach comes, we're going to see how we were all part of the process, and that all the mitzvahs that we did brought about this tremendous revelation of Mashiach. And Mashiach is going to be Mesiaches. Mashiach is going to pay attention, and Mashiach is going to show value to the mitzvahs that we did. And therefore, when he's turning to each yid individually, he's also turning to all the mitzvahs that each yid did in order to bring Mashiach. And therefore, he says, Aleichem, even though Mashiach is talking to each individual yid, he's saying Aleichem, referring to the work and all the ma'aseh ha-mitzvahs that each yid did individually in order to bring Mashiach. But it's not enough that Mashiach will say Aleichem Shalom to each yid individually. The Rebbe continues and says V'aleichem Shalom l'chol b'nei Yisrael yachtov, which means that after greeting each yid individually and saying Shalom Aleichem and Aleichem Shalom, which a taste of that we saw by the dollars of the Rebbe, the greeting mamish each yid b'sever ponim yofis, omar ponim shirches l'kula mamish, every single yid had the opportunity to greet the Rebbe making himself available to each yid. But in addition to each yid as a yochid, Mashiach is going to respond aleichem sholim to the group of yidin as a rabbim, and where yidin are together. And the Rebbe finishes off the last four words of that sicha, v'oid v'ikir, the main thing, and this we are finishing off together this year, is miyad, that this meeting of Mashiach with each individual yid should take place, miyad should take place right away.